This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, about to get into this B-dub situation, Kevin, where we ask the question to you, which restaurant do you want to live in? But before we do, Kevin, I and Mike, this is maybe the most Mike Bassick answer to any question I've ever heard in my life. And Kevin, we've spent, what, an entire week living shoulder to shoulder with Mike Bassick. And we've learned a lot about him in his time here with us. So whenever Joey Votto was asked about the changes in baseball and asked about the potentially limiting in-game video, his answer was, I don't care. I just want the games to be faster. Most restaurants close around 9 or 10 p.m. It's hard to get a reservation and make it if you're playing a 3.5-hour game.
What restaurant closes at 9?
That's a good point.
Cincinnati's.
Then yeah. He was asked.
Where they put chili on the spaghetti.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's Skyline chili.
Gross.
Then he was asked about specifically about video access. And he said, oh, I have no idea. I guess you didn't ask about that. You were asking about a policy change, and the only thing I care about is the game starting faster. Do anything they want. I don't care. They can make it a 7-inning game.
So yesterday was
wow.
Isn't that about as Mike Bassick as it gets? Hot fire and
go back to high school
logic
rules.
as you know.
Is that's a 7-inning game in high school. I'll say this. We were watching the game the other day, and I pointed out to Kevin. Now, yesterday's game did go 3.5 hours because it was an 11-9 ball game out here. So it doesn't help my case. But I said in spring training, the games can move quicker, even though you're making a lot of pitching changes, because there's no television here. Now, there you can see the game sometimes on MLB Network, but MLB Network isn't demanding we have to get in this amount of television. So when you're watching Fox Sports Southwest in a Ranger game, they've sold 1:45 of advertising in between innings.
Yeah.
And they know that they have this many times that they're going to be able to sell advertising. And then they say, look, most likely there's going to be two pitching changes in the middle of the game, which are going to add at least two more breaks in the action where we get 2 more minutes of commercials. But we can't start the inning in 1:15 because we have to run 30 more seconds of television advertising. And I would say you can't do it because you'd lose money, and they will never do it. But if you took out the advertising somehow and had advertising while the game was going on, you know how and you know how when you're watching a Maverick game or whatever,
yeah,
while a guy's shooting a free throw, they'll go over to the side and do like a 15-second commercial?
Yep.
We really need to start doing that in baseball. And for the pitcher, you really only need 1 to 1:15 to get ready for the next inning. You'll see all the players now in Major League Baseball walk out to their position because they're like, look, there's no need to run out there because we have 2 minutes, and that's too long. We don't need 2 minutes to get ready for the inning. It's the pitcher that might need that much time. And the only time that a pitcher maybe needs that much time is when they're running from the outfield to the infield. We heard about that from Jesse Chavez yesterday, right? He was talking about, man, I just wish they'd make the bullpens closer so we wouldn't have to run so far to get to the mound. But if you are able to do that, and think about taking 30 seconds off of each in-between inning, which is 1 minute off, and now I have taken 1 minute off of each inning, I have eliminated 9 minutes easily right there. So I know that doesn't get me to where the game should be. The game should be a 2.5-hour game. I don't think we can get it to 2.5 hours. I think we can get it to 245, 250, but that is a major difference from 315, 3.5 hours.
That's what the NFL is always shooting for, that 3-hour window. So if you can get in that 3-hour window, that'd be super important.
Unless you want to get to dinner.
Unless it's Sunday night and Monday night football, then they don't care it's 3.5
hours. That is true. Now, speaking of dinner, Corey, we're asking Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053, if you could live at any restaurant for the NCAA tournament, where would it be? The reason why this comes up is Buffalo Wild Wings is offering March Madness promotion where they're calling it B&B Dubs,
what?
Which is awesome. is they're going to give four people the chance to spend the night in a pop-up bed and breakfast at a Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the first two days of the NCAA tournament, which I still contend are two of the greatest days, if not the two greatest days, in all of sports.
Yes, it is.
Is this something y'all would be interested in? And if not Buffalo Wild Wings, where would you want to go?
Mike, before you answer, the residence features TVs, hardwood floors, multi-room multimedia rooms, in-room dining, and more. And the winners will get bathrobes and slippers.
The signature slides. Yeah, I was looking at them. They're the B-dub slides right there. And you get the bespoke loungewear. And it's like, you really should see the amenities page. The guy they have posing in it,
he looks so happy.
It looks hilarious. But yeah, so they'll have beds and everything, and they'll have the bar open. They'll have the kitchen open. You could be basking and balling it up all day.
Are people going to be able to see you in the bed?
Not overnight. I mean, if you're just eating chicken wings in your bed in the middle of the day, I guess probably.
Okay, all right.
But overnight, no.
It is amazing that for the sport of college basketball, which I don't barely know any players this year, and for the most part, most people don't know any players or really how good teams are for the most part.
Yeah.
That we get really excited.
State and Dayton, like, for that
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for that first 4 days, the country is all in on knowing none of the players, not really what the teams do or don't do well, and we get engaged with it right then, and yet there's college basketball on all year, and I know that you watch it, but for the majority,
no, you're right.
95% of the people that care about the tournament didn't watch college basketball at all, and then they are totally engaged. They will do the
There's only one reason. It's all because of the bracket.
They'll do the testicle surgery.
I was just going to say, a lot of guys get snipped around that time so they can have the days to just sit there.
Do they really?
Mike did. And
I did not.
I thought you said you were going to. And then on top of that, no, because
you want more
Catholic,
kids?
So
I don't. But I am scared of somebody doing surgery on my testicles.
And then on top of that, because of the bracket, the bracket is the key reason, because anybody can go in and pick games and then cross them off as you're going along, and you could win money and have bragging rights. Actually, Mike, for the last for the first 5 years, Kevin, the KNC Masterpiece won the 105.3 Fan bracket every year.
And then they just quit
doing it. They stopped doing it because we kept winning it. So, and I don't know anything about college basketball. I'm just good at picking things.
Yeah, I turned on college basketball last night, and I think it was like Wichita State and somebody else playing. I even forget who it was. It might have been Memphis. I can't remember.
What restaurant would you want to sleep at, though?
I don't know. After 5 minutes of watching that, I was like, let me find something else on. Like, I was just like,
man, that's where you learned that Fred VanVleet was going to be good.
But when it comes to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday during the tournament, I'm not turning off Wichita State versus some random school. I'm going to be engaged in the action. What restaurant would I want to spend the night in?
Yeah, for two nights.
There's some good
suggestions. But I have to take in all the views, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't make a place where I like their food, but they don't have television for sports.
What about a place that has eats, drinks, and scenic views?
I know. I've seen a lot of votes for Twin Peaks,
man.
I am curious if that changes the dynamic. What if you won there and they would install some TVs for you?
Because spring training webcam from Twin Peaks.
I saw somebody say Golden Corral, and I'm sure I'm going to get bashed for that. But, man, I like Golden Corral. I haven't been there in a minute because of soda and all that. But now I kind of want to go to Golden Corral. I like Golden Corral.
I do like going to Golden Corral, but I will say my stomach doesn't feel that good afterwards.
Their bourbon chicken is legit. So we got a bunch of votes for Twin Peaks. We have Main Event. Oh, we have Olive Garden. I think Olive Garden is the most overrated restaurant.
Oh, you would have too many breadsticks by the time you left.
Do they have
two days
there? We have to install, like, television.
That is true.
Yeah, because it's family-oriented, right?
Several votes for Golden Corral from the 360 tight ends, but then they want other things that come along with that. I don't know if I can facilitate that.
Well, we know what happens at Chili's.
Yeah, Chili's,
we've been discussing this for quite some time.
How many of those skillets of queso could you polish off over the span of 48 hours?
All of them. Just how many can they make?
Can you do 14?
Yeah.
If you guys could only choose one food to eat during the tournament.
The Chili's queso.
Skillet queso and chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, do I get?
I'm thinking wings and pizza would be up there too.
That's too
food. Much
pizza.
No,
I'm not saying both. I'm just saying I'm giving you other things to think about.
Pizza, but you know what? I had a nightmarish pizza experience once from Mr. Gaddy's.
Ooh.
Is I ordered a pizza and their cinnamon sticks there. Their cinnamon sticks are incredible. I don't know if they had somebody new or what, but I took a bite of the cinnamon stick. I almost threw up, and I spit it out, and I took it back up there, and I said, instead of making the cinnamon sticks with sugar, they made them with salt.
Oh, crap.
It was the grossest thing ever, and they were like, here's new pizza. We're going to give you your money back, but pizza's on there.
Adrian once put cinnamon in the chili instead of cumin, and so we've gotten them in new containers since then. What about – I saw one just a second ago.
How did it taste? You didn't like it?
It was okay. It was fine.
Cinnamon
it's just,
meat.
Somebody said Nick and Sam's for obvious purposes.
Man. But see, like, I feel like here's why I say no to Nick and Sam's.
You need to go inside that place and look around.
I'm looking for quantity instead of quality here, all right? I'm stuffing my face during March Madness. Nick and Sam's, I'd get an excellent meal, and I'd be like, oh, that was lovely. I now feel full, and my palate is cleansed. All right, I want Pizza Hut where I can just smash all the trash pizza into my face.
Doesn't Nick and Sam's have, like, these ahi fish taco tuna?
I don't know.
Thing.
I've never been invited.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never been invited with Sean and him either, but I have been there myself. And I remember that they have these like mini tacos that have like ahi tuna in them, I believe, and they are outstanding.
What about Jack in the Box?
No.
Oh, man. How many of those tacos could you put down? Could you do 100 in 48 hours?
Yes.
Oh, in 48 hours, yes.
Could you? How much? Wow.
How many tacos? Because I have sat down and ate 12 of their tacos. Like
in
at
just
a sitting.
One sitting?
Yeah, watching sports and went to Taco Bell. Went to Jack in the Box and said, yeah, give me 12 of those things for $6, and I was able to eat those.
You know what?
Easily.
You know what frightened me one time, Kevin? And I know this is not sports related, and we're trying to stick to sports here. I ordered 100 tacos from Jack in the Box once because we were at a party and we had to go make the run. And within 5 minutes, they were ready. That shouldn't be possible.
No, oh yeah. Do you not think those are homemade fresh? I have terrible news
for
you.
That should
Corey.
Not be possible.
We got Whataburger.
Texas Live.
Rainforest Cafe. That is interesting.
Texas Live would be amazing because you have so much.
And you could kind of cheat there because it's like a whole bunch of places. And then we get this from the 817. I've seen a couple votes for it now. What about CeCe's? Man, if you're looking for quantity over quality, CeCe's might be the place to get it with your macaroni and cheese pizza and everything like that.
What does CeCe's rhyme with?
Pee-pees?
I don't
feces? Yeah, but you'll eat at a taqueria, even though that sounds like taco mashed with diarrhea.
Ponchos?
Yeah. Raise the flag.
All right.